What I find interesting is a lot of people are really attached to food. They're so attached to food that the thought of not having food, even for 24 hours, it really gets to people.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast.
Yes, welcome back for another episode.
Now, today, it's really interesting because here in Australia, it's going into springtime. And today, we're going to talk about out with the old and in with something else.
Just the reason Angie says that is because we've just completed a cleanse, or well, it was
a gallbladder flush.
Yeah. a gallbladder flush.
Yeah, say that 10 times. Okay. Right? Yes. All right, so now let's talk about what led me here, or led us here, because of course he'll jump on anything that I
just
jump on.
Just before we go on, cleansing, flushing, fasting are all really hot topics right now, which is part of the reason why we're going to talk about it today on this show today, because we get asked a question often, you know, how long should I fast for, or what sort of cleanse should I do, and I've been asked that 1,000 times, and there's never one answer to it.
No.
There's you know, so carry on with what you were going to say.
For the perfectionist, that's not something that we want to hear, because we want, give me something that I can do that's going to give me the results that I want. And then we go searching for it and trying all different things. And, you know, they all kind of work in their own little way. I mean, we have done that many cleanses and flushes and detoxes. It's like not even funny. But the reason why we're talking about this is because during winter here, you know, it's kind of like you have a tendency to eat a little bit more unhealthy sometimes.
Really?
Or, well, I don't know.
You do.
Oh, thank you. Well, look, what it was for me is
it's seasonal.
I've got my triggers. Like, I know if I'm starting to break out a little bit more that I need to do something. And if I'm starting to feel a little bit more tired and the breath is kind of like not enough for me, I need to do something.
Well, we have a rhythm. So with our business, we have a rhythm. Our rhythm, our business has cycles and seasons to it. And so we have a similar sort of setup for our health. And we have been diligent in sticking to change of season. We will often do also a flush out of the body, or a change of, you know, just a change of pace. If we've been doing something for so long, things creep in, you know, the extra coffees creep in.
Or maybe might have bread here and there.
Yeah, maybe these things that we sort of say that we limit to them, they start creeping in again. Well, when you notice that they're creeping in, you can cleanse then, or you can actually have it set up so that you're actually coming into the new season by flushing yourself out and cleansing. And look, this doesn't only hold true to your eating and your physical health. It holds true to the business that you're running. It holds true to look at everything. Everything's affected by the seasons. And we know that some of you might be listening to us or watching this from across the globe. And we just know that it's the same. I mean, it's a different season, but it's the shift or the transition into that next season that really counts.
Yeah, great point. So what I was finding is that I needed a little something extra. And intuitively, you know, I mean, a few months ago, I was like, I should have done this a few months ago. But the perfect thing...
Oh, yeah, she needed to move some stuff on. There was definitely some toxicity happening.
He's dramatic. Maybe I am. So what I found was I was picking up on subtle messages. One was gut health. Now, the interesting thing, my back had been hurting me for a few months. And we go to a chiropractor often. We go and get massages often. And, you know, it wasn't until I went and got a colonic a few weeks ago where I realized that my guts were inflamed and pulling on my diaphragm, and that was kind of pulling on my back,
interrupting the breathing.
Oh my goodness. And so my back pain, it has something to do with my gut pain.
Now, just check in with yourself and check in with your body out there. Sometimes things that you ignore in the body, such as general discomforts or pains, are often your mind and your body trying to send signals to you saying, hey, we need to do something about that. Something has to shift.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been miserable before, so I like picking up on the subtle messages early. So
we've had some toxicity and misery at the house lately, so we knew it was time to flush and time to move.
Yeah, so the interesting thing was is that, okay, so we know, we met the couple, oh gosh, it was probably even late last year, we met Helen Pederan. She wrote The Complete Gut Health cookbook.
We've mentioned her before on the show.
Yeah, we're going to bring her in for an interview, so you can find out a little bit more from her. But anyway, this little flush that we did, we got from her, and she shared it with us, and it's so fascinating. It's like a saltwater flush, and you have olive oil and grapefruit, and it flushes out the gallbladder, and in the morning, you have another flush, and it's obvious that you're expelling old. Now, we won't get too deep
Angie doesn't want to say, you check out your shit, you have a look.
I was going to say,
but there was definitely some foreign things in there that are not usually spied. So it was definitely doing its job in cleaning out. And to my surprise, it wasn't a huge hullabaloo. It wasn't a big setup. Like, I mean, we only really had to stop eating at a certain time during the day. So it's not like you have to do this for, you know,
a week-long fast.
Or 40 days and 40 nights. You know, it's not something that, you know, where I think a lot of people dread the whole, like, you know, what I find interesting is a lot of people are really attached to food. Mm. They are so attached to food that the thought of not having food, even for 24 hours, it really gets to people.
And that's me, and he's saying that with a disgusted face because he looks at me going like, what's a big idea? I've gone weeks without food. What's your problem? And I'm like, get stuffed, right?
Well, everybody's different, but it is really that attachment to food is a serious blockage that I've seen in, you know, in my past career as a PT and sort of dealing with that around weight issues and things like that. And cleansers have always been a part of what I've done. It is a real thing for people. And getting back to what I was just saying, the thing that really surprised me about this flush that we did was it was simple. We stopped eating at a certain period of time in the afternoon. We then we didn't have dinner, and then we did this sequence with as Angie mentioned, with a couple of different drinks. There was a salt mix, there was a mix with some oils and some stuff that we drank overnight, and basically cleared us out overnight. And it's, you know, look, let's say it's not the most comfortable thing. You do have to do a little bit of planning for it, because you have to be accessible around, you know, a toilet and a bathroom and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Running the kids to school was interesting this morning. I was running them to school and I was running as well. So it's something that you plan in advance.
Yeah.
However, I can tell you that I feel absolutely amazing today. Like and look, I'll say this, 1%ers, like 1%ers or 2%ers, these things that when you're performing at a high level, if you can get something that just takes you 1 or 2% more or better, or you have something that can do that, it makes a big difference, huge difference. Yeah. And that's what we've really found. Our moods have shifted. We were experiencing some mood friction in our house. And
both ways,
yes,
darling.
And that has definitely shifted. So,
well, it's only been a day since we've done it. But in saying that, I must say, the breath has got me through it, because there was a few times there it was really intense physically, because I could feel my body dislodging things by way of, like, I woke up at 1 o'clock
in the
morning.
In the digestive system.
Yeah. I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning feeling like really toxic, you know, like at that hangover feeling, and feeling like I was going to throw up. And I was like, okay. And I could either panic and go to the toilet and force myself to throw up.
Now no one wants to do this cleanse after you tell them your story.
Well,
I slept fine.
Different. Like, and look, everybody's different. And what do we do for health, right? What do we do to get to the
There
other
is
side?
A little bit of discomfort.
There's always going to be something to get you to the other
but
side.
But the breathing is definitely something that was a
and
mainstay.
That was what I turned to, because I was like, this is what I know best. And during those moments of intensity, I just turned to my breath and shifted. I was like, and just relaxed into the intensity of whatever. And the big thing, I think, was trusting the body that it is doing what it needs to do.
Now, we were discussing this morning about, you know, about the cleanses, and we were saying that we often do cleanses, we often fast, so we're used to it. If you were going to start out, though, I would just recommend that you just do a water fast, even if it's just
between... intermittent fasting.
Even if it's just, even where I've recommended a lot of people that have asked me the question is just doing the intermittent fasting that Angie just mentioned. It's probably one of the easiest ones to do, and that is basically you don't eat in the morning until about 11 or 12, and then you have a couple of meals in the afternoon and evening, and you might do that on a 2 or 3 day cycle where you do that just to get used to skipping out one meal or two meals. And then what we have done is we've then progressed to doing a water fast for say 24 hours or even 48 hours. We're just having some water. But you can kind of choose. These things aren't, nothing's set in stone. I mean, you can find,
it's definitely not set
in stone. You can find so many different versions of fasting or cleanses on the internet. Most of them that we've tried have worked in one way or another. It's there's no mystery behind it. There's no best one. The thing though about this one that Helen did put us onto, which was amazing, the result you got from actually the way this one was done was drinking a liquid before you went to bed, which is a little bit counterintuitive to me because I don't usually like to drink a lot of stuff before I go to bed. But that was one of the main, and it did have an effect. So it's definitely worth, getting a recommended, a fasting or a flush from a naturopath, from someone who's in the know or a trusted source.
Yeah. And look, what works for us is not going to be like a end all be all to work for someone else. We're just sharing our experience and what worked for us.
Yeah.
And the reason why I chose to do this one is because I was starting to feel the inflammation in the gut start happening. And there was certainly an imbalance with the gut flora that I was experiencing. And if the inflammation in the gut and the gut flora was affecting my back and my moods, and doing all this research on gut health, and the breath just didn't seem like enough, I was like, okay, this is what we need to do. And I started with the liver and gallbladder because that's the organs that filter everything. So if they're not working very well, let's go straight to the source, get rid of all of that stuff, and then replenish the gut flora, and then eat accordingly.
Now, if you've listened to some of the other shows that we've done, and we've talked about the three brains, the head, the heart, and the gut, and we talked a little bit about gut, and we definitely, it's going to be a main topic that's going to happen in these shows that we're doing, because that's where most of your serotonin is produced. So if you've got poor gut health or your gut is suffering, then you're definitely not going to have that happy hormone being released into the body.
Yeah.
And there was no happy hormone being released in the body last week at our house.
Yes. And the interesting thing, in our book, we talk about how physiology is the base of your results. So if your physiology, the physical body, this meat sack, as Shane likes to call it.
Skin bag.
Yes. If this is not healthy, then nothing else is going to really align.
It does. And just think about that for a second. It really does make sense. Like, it's where it starts. If, as Angie said before, if the body is not healthy and is not happy, then you got no chance with the mind and you got no chance with you.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's why Shane's like, you got to take more care of yourself. And I'm like, but I am. And he's like, not enough. I'm like, okay, well, let's do this thing together. And you're doing it too.
And look, I mean, like I said, the energy that I'm feeling right now from doing it, and it's, you know,
it's
I
only
mean,
been a day since we, this
and,
morning.
You know, every you, if you're sitting out there and you're going, oh, I probably should do it, then you should.
Yeah,
then
totally.
You should. You know, don't shoot all over yourself. Just do it.
Just do something.
Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you can contact us, drop some comments down. We can point you in the direction. We can certainly give you some recommendations from Helen. And like we said before, we are going to have Helen on the show
soon.
so that we can get some really precise stuff, because what I really want to ask her, Angie and I were talking about this, is what are the most leveraged things that you can do when it comes to food and gut health? Not a lot of complex things, just like top three when it comes to those, because that's what we like. We just like top three things that are really leveraged.
Yes. So we're going to be bringing that to you shortly.
Yep.
And in the meantime, hope you learned something out of this, and let us know if you have any questions.
And remember, it's none of the words, it's in the practice.
And have fun.
And make sure you do some kind of fasting or flush, or try it out and see what happens.
Try it.
Thank you for listening to the Breathing Edge podcast with us. We invite you to join the free Breathing Edge community, where you'll get more tips and techniques along with exclusive live breathing sessions via Facebook Live. Just search for the Breathing Edge in Facebook groups and click on the Join Group button to apply. We'll see you in the community. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by the Experts on Air podcast network. Disclaimer, the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.